Tour de France will not press charges against woman who caused crash. By Dylan Gwynn on July 1, 2021. Tour de France organizers have opted to not press charges against a woman who caused one of the worst pileups in cycling history, according to a report. On Saturday, a woman holding a sign that read "Allez Opiomi," translated as "Go Grandpa Grandma," leaned out in front of the riders while appearing to muck for the cameras. However, the woman got way too close to German rider Tony Martin, who collided with her sign and was sent crashing to the ground. Martin's fall was only the beginning, however, as other riders in the tightly packed group began falling while trying to avoid him. According to CBS News, police did not name the woman, who was in custody on Wednesday. However, local media said she was a 30-year-old French woman. At first it was thought she was German because her homemade banner was a mix of French and German. Allez Opiomi or Go Grandpa, Grandma. The woman fled the scene, but police appealed to the public for information about her identity after the tour organizers also said they would bring a lawsuit against her for involuntarily causing injury through reckless behavior, a charge that carries a $1,770 fine. The riders' union Cycliste Professionnelle Association released a statement on Tuesday demanding that talks be held with the International Cycling Union and event organizers on how to improve the safety for cyclists, explaining that changes are more necessary than ever, The Hill reports.